the power of Christ in me. From life's first cry to final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. No evil ways, no human scheme can ever pluck me from his hand. Till he returns or calls me home, here in the power of Christ I'll stand. No evil ways, no human scheme can ever pluck me from his hand. Till he returns and calls me home, here in the love of Christ I'll stand.
Will you pray with me? God, we give you thanks and praise for the ways in which you journey with us, you carry us, you bless and heal and nurture us. Meet us, O God, in this place, in the places of our heart's longings. Meet us right here in all that is sacred and holy. We are. Amen. Well, it's great to be back. I had a wonderful time in Dallas, Texas. For those of you who don't know, every 3 years we have a big conference called General Conference, and it's where all the churches in all of our countries, you know, we're in 24 countries, so we all come and gather in one place, and it takes a lot of planning to greet 1,500 or 2,000 people and make relevant and meaningful worship times 10 in 5 days. And so I was at the worship planning meeting and had a great time and carried your love with me and really want to encourage you to rethink your vacation for next year. I mean, think about it. Chicago, the land of jazz, 800,000 people at Gay Pride, and 5 days of worship. Think about what kind of, have you ever taken a spiritual vacation? Amazing. I'm just telling you right now, amazing. So thank you for carrying me as I carried you in that great land of Dallas, Texas, where everything is bigger, including the rain. I had the opportunity to discern. Have you ever been in a place of discernment where you really needed to think through, is this what I should do or not? I needed to discern whether or not to get hail insurance, because that was separate in the car rental. And so I pulled out my smartphone, which I'm not quite smart enough to use, but I typed in hail in Texas and the dates. And it didn't show any hail, so I didn't get any. But every time the sky turned dark, I thought, what have I done? My hotel had covered parking. Guess where I parked? I didn't trust my smartphone. It doesn't know everything. Actually, nothing, nowhere, anywhere knows everything, including folks from the age of, say, 15 to 25. Although if you have that conversation with them, that may not be what they tell you. Any parents of teenagers in the room, can I get a witness? We find ourselves in the Gospel of Mark. Jesus is in the height of his ministry at this point. And one of the ways that we know that is they are feeling the strain of exhaustion. Now, let's remember that they name how you manage that in a different way because these are Jews practicing Judaism. They call getting away Sabbath. Hello. We call getting away the beach. It means the same thing. It means we're going to be intentional about pulling ourselves back from all of the distractions, all of the busyness, all of the demands, and getting ourselves centered. Have you ever found yourself in a place where you felt so stripped emotionally, spiritually, physically, maybe even financially, and all you want to do is get away from everything that's pulling on you? Anybody? So here are the disciples have been out ministering, and they come back to Jesus and they say, this is all the things that we've done and we've taught. And what does Jesus say? You know, what do you think they're hoping for here? A good old great job, right? When we go and we tell somebody what a good, you know, all these things that they taught us to do that we've gone and done, what do you hope we get back? Yeah, that a boy. Great job. You go, girl. I mean, you know, we'll make sure we get all inclusive in our responses here. But affirmation is something that brings value to us, right? What does Jesus say? Let's get away from it all. Let's go be by ourselves to a quiet place and get some rest. You know, when you've been on that roll of busy, of doing, of responding, of having all of these demands you have to address, do you know how hard it is to get quiet? Still. Because the second you do, what happens from about here up? Oh, you might be able to hold your body in one place for a period of time, but you can't hold your mind. Anybody ever had that challenge? Boy, when my body gets still, that's exactly when my brain kicks into gear. Sabbath. Now, for those of us who are busy doers, anybody in the room fit that category? You're good at doing. Doing makes you feel, you know, satisfied, whole, complete, needed. Anybody? Mm-hmm. I recommend this book. It's called The Sabbath. For those of us who are busy doers, we need somebody else to coach us. Hello. Am I just talking to myself? I could do this in the shower. I mean, come on, really. This is a really great book, and it's written by a rabbi. I think there might be something for us in this, especially if we struggle carving out time to rest, to feed our bodies. This is Abraham Joshua Heschel, and he says, Sabbath renews the soul, and we rediscover who we are. The Sabbath is the presence of God in the world open to the soul of humanity. God is not in the things of the space, but in the moments of time. How invested are we in the things of our space we call sacred church? How invested are we in what our space looks like. Do we define our space, or do we expect our space to define what we do in it? Because I guarantee you, if you walked into the bar and this is what you saw, you would have disequilibrium. Can I get a witness? Be a fun experiment, right? I digress. How do we perceive God's presence, the author asks. Observing the Sabbath is not only about refraining from work, not doing work, but about creating a restfulness that is also a celebration. The Sabbath is a day for the body as well as the soul. What are these people coming and demanding from Jesus as Jesus and the disciples try and find some Sabbath? They want healing. They really want what Jesus and the disciples already know, what they already experience, what they already live. They want healing and wholeness. Can you imagine having the opportunity to be healed? If you had a guarantee, all you have to do is get up and go and touch, would you? And what would you need healing for? I mean, most of the time when we think about needing healing, it's for what? Aches, pains, illness, injury, what? Sorrow. It's for our bodies. How many of us have fractured relationships? Would we be chasing Jesus to touch the hem of his garment to have that healed? Or have we given up hope for that opportunity? What in our lives do we need healing for besides the typical things, you know, cancer, AIDS, you name it, name it. Name it loudly. Alzheimer's. Diabetes, dementia. We have a lot of things that impact our lives. What about making healthy, wise, good decisions that allow us to live into the wholeness of who we are called to be and do? Do we see that we need healing there? I wonder who would we call on to carry us if we did not have the strength to say, I am addicted and I need help. Doesn't matter the addiction. Do we limit what we ask for in our prayer for healing? Yes, they took Sabbath. Yes. They separated themselves from the demands of the world around them and fed their bodies with food and rest and relationship. And then they stepped back out to address the crowd, to address the needs in the crowd. Author by the name of Sherry, struggling with her own desires for healing, says, I am captured in a bubble of unbelief that masquerades itself as my protection. Have you ever been in that place where your unbelief is your protection? Oh, come on, think about that. I can't believe God would ever love me. So I'm going to use that as my wall. In fact, I'm going to go out there and prove all the reasons why God doesn't love me. And if I can't find some, I'll make some. My hands caress its walls from the inside as I see beyond and imagine what it would be like to be out there where faith breathes. Where faith breathes. How does one escape the sphere of hopelessness forever shattering its facades? Memories recaptured, a word, a promise, a covenant. Belief begins to rise like the fog that says farewell to the morning. My heart responds with dancing. Get this, my heart responds with dancing. We reserve that for the bar. And we question the holiness, the normalness of dancing in this space. We dismiss David dancing before the Lord as a moment in time for someone else. How do we open ourselves up, our bodies up, opening all that is possible within us and around us, dismissing all the voices in our heads that might have judgment, including our own, about what we're doing. Hello. That bubble cannot resist. It must unlock this cell and release me into the world beyond its embrace, the embrace of an imposter. The world of faith has beckoned me, called me, longed for me. I am no longer held by the limitations of this bubble, for I have been launched into a new sphere. The sphere of possibility. Those people were running on the edge of the shore for the sphere of possibility, for wholeness, to complete all of who they are. I wonder if television or iPhones or the internet would have kept them back. What keeps us back? Maybe how we come in this place, how we open ourselves in this place, might allow us to step out and touch and want and receive the presence and the promise of healing in our minds, in our hearts, and in our bodies. Will you pray with me? God, we know by Scripture and by experience that your healing presence was not just available for those in this sacred book. That you continue to move and breathe and have your presence in and among us. Sometimes we're just too busy or too tired to notice. Awaken us. Awaken us so that we may move beyond the walls that separate us and breathe in faith. Bless us, O God, as we continue our journey of Sabbath in this place and how we take that out, God, is our opportunity to serve and heal and bless. May our healing not be the end of all we long for, but the beginning. Meet us in this place. Amen.
There's a sweet anointing.
There is a sweet anointing in the sanctuary. There is a stillness in the atmosphere. Come and lay down the burdens you have carried, for in the sanctuary God is here. God is here. God is here. To break the yoke and heal the heavy burdens. God is here. Oh, God is here.